The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you're not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment, I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Friday, February the 7th, 2025, at achshow.com. I will be presenting a show entitled Let's Scare Jessica to Death. And the time is 9:56 a.m. here in London, making it 4:56 a.m. on the east coast of America and 1:56 a.m. on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, so the title of today's show, Let's Scare Jessica to Death, relates to a 1971 film I had never heard of until a couple of days ago, when I discovered film critic Kim Newman called it one of the 10 greatest films of all time. I saw it yesterday, and rather than comment on it myself, here is a comment on Amazon from someone in Canada. "This movie was just as scary as I remember it at the age of 14 in 1971. Genuinely creepy and frightening without all the gore. A classic that has shot once again to the top of my all-time favourite horror movies. I will be including a DailyMotion.com link to the film in the post for this show at achshow.com, which for me looked like Blu-ray quality. So if you fancy a scary film without all the gore, simply click on the link in the post for this show." Okay, so let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day. A couple of things I've already listened to, actually. I listened to a Richie from Boston video, the latest one, whatever it's called. Oh, I've got it here. "I was wrong again, and Trump is going to wipe out Iran." Okay, so this you can get at the Richie from Boston channel on bitshoot.com. Couple of things he talked about here. We've got a date again. You remember the certain websites, Before It's News being one of them, you get a lot of content creators on there that will identify a date that some huge event is going to happen on that never does. Do you know what I mean? Well, Richie from Boston has set the Super Bowl, and that comes up in 2 days' time, this Sunday. And he believes these recent air crashes, stuff like that, have something to do with the Super Bowl. Trump made a statement that he played several times, which basically said, if I can remember it, I'm probably have to paraphrase, that if anything happens to a leader, I think he was pretty much identifying himself, that Iran would be wiped off the map. You know, that was the statement. So, of course, the speculation is that Super Bowl being a big event, there's going to be some sort of attack there that's going to kill Trump, because he is the only sitting president to attend a Super Bowl. So I presume that means presidents have gone there before, but not while they were in office. So watch this space. I will pick it up and see on Monday, won't we? But I'd be very surprised if anything happens, purely because I've heard these dates called out over the years and they never amount to anything. Okay, the other thing that I saw was something off the VictorHugoBitChute.com channel. Now, I did a comparison with BitChute.com and Brighton.com because he's got channels on both. He did have an extra 4-minute video this morning on BitChute.com that he hadn't put on Brighton.com. That was actually a clip of a show I'd heard earlier in the week with The Last Dutchman. So I had already heard it. He has a habit, because there was another video he put up, and I started playing it, and I realised it was a clip from a full interview I heard a few days ago. So he will take clips of certain shows and put them up as something else, which is a bit annoying, to be honest, because if I could just get the full show, I've heard it, then I can either save it or move on to the next thing. I don't like to suddenly, if you're listening to something, you think, hang on, have I heard this before? When, you know, today, for example, I've got a full show from him that is coming in at, I'm trying to see if I can get the times, that's 2 hours. I've got a Siege the Day from FTJmedia.com, which is the Dave Gahari channel on there, that's over 2 hours. And then I've got Paul English Live, which you can get from paulenglishlive.com, and that's 3 hours. So that's 7 hours worth of stuff to listen to today, and I've already started listening to stuff and I haven't got into those yet, so will I finish them? I don't know. Okay, so that being said, let's see how the news. I've found some news that has developed since yesterday. As you know, if you listened to yesterday's show, I covered the news I found yesterday lunchtime yesterday, because I recorded the show in the afternoon. But I did find something later in the day on the BBC website. Man fined for loudspeaker call at French station. So this guy has been fined €200, which is £166, for making a call on a loudspeaker at a train station in France. And he's appealing against the penalty. Now, basically, what happens in France is that they have a transport code that those who use sound devices or instruments to disturb the peace of others by noise could face a fine. Well, I think this is excellent, okay? I have been on trains where people are using their loudspeaker on the phone, and so I can hear them and the other people talking. Why can't you put the phone to your ear? It's annoying enough hearing someone talking on a mobile phone anyway on a train, but to actually hear the other person as well. And the sheer audacity of the person doing the call just goes to show they have absolutely no regard for anybody in the carriage around them. And it's just so frustrating that people can actually... what would be the right word? They're so self-centered, they either don't think it's going to cause any problems to other people, or they just couldn't care less. You know, it's like people coming onto trains and they're trying to play music on a device, and you don't want to go up to them, because if they're that rude that they would play music loudly rather than through headphones, what are they likely to do to someone who complains to them? So you just have to put up with it, which you shouldn't have to do. But this is what happens when you have a breakdown of morality in society. And it's these little things that are the real causes of stress in society. It's when people feel, you know, this is wrong. I wouldn't do it because, you know, I don't know any of these other people in this carriage, but I wouldn't subject them to what I'm listening to because they probably wouldn't be interested in listening to it. I wouldn't be interested in listening to what they're listening to. But some people do not think that way, and that is a shame. And another couple of articles sent to me from a listener in Australia. This is from cairnsnews.org. Lib Lab Today passed hate speech laws in Senate, which will take out most of Facebook and other social media posts. So we can see the old Online Safety Act in the UK, or Safety Bill, that's coming in March. They're rolling that out all around the world. And another headline from SBS Politics.com.au. Israel praises controversial new Australian laws as critics warn of serious injustice. If you look at the Race Relations Act in the UK, it was 1965, the same year as the Hart-Celler Act in the United States, and the same year as other similar legislation was rolled out in Australia and Canada. So for those people who think that there's not a worldwide control grid pushing all these things forward, this is 60 years ago, in 65, and they were rolling out the same legislation in countries that are from all different corners of the globe, but have one thing in common, and that is that they had an indigenous white European population in them. And they had to have this legislation foisted on them. And you look at those countries today and compare them to back then, before they brought that legislation in, and I think you can see a very similar pattern developing. Okay, so now let's see what's going on in the mainstream news right now. So I'm going to start off with APnews.com, Associated Press. Trump administration plans to slash all but a fraction of US aid jobs, officials say. And then we've got, he's temporarily blocked, or a judge rather, yes, these judges really speak for the people, don't they? Judge temporarily blocks Trump plan offering incentives for federal workers to resign. Trump promotes misleading claims about federal government's media subscriptions. Well, AP, I believe, was one of these companies named, news organisations named in the independent media as having ties to reporting what the government wants them to report. So, yeah, I don't think you can trust a lot of what they say. But the purpose of this show is to tell you what they say and for you to make your own judgment. Let's go over to BBC News website and have a look at the most read stories at the moment. Sweden's worst mass shooting leaves immigrant community on edge. I imagine most of the indigenous community have been on edge with all the bombings and that going off there that didn't used to happen. ICC condemns US sanctions and vows to continue providing justice. This is the old Trump plan to sanction the International Criminal Court because they were prosecuting Benjamin Netanyahu. Yes. And can I see anything else of... Oh, this one. Surviving Al-Fayed brother accused of sexual assaults. Now, what interested me when, about a year or so ago, we started hearing about this Mohammed Al-Fayed, whose son was in a relationship with Princess Diana. Many have claimed that she was pregnant with his child when she died. In the 90s, when Diana died and stuff like that, there was all this animosity, even in the mainstream media, against the royal family. They all loved Diana, and they hated the way they perceived the royal family had treated her. So people like Prince Charles were ridiculed in the mainstream press. And when he was marrying Camilla, it was all, well, she will never be able to be queen, you know, this isn't going to happen and stuff. And of course, we see what happens today. And I just find it odd how now that Prince Charles has become the mainstream media darling as King Charles, we're always seeing puff pieces about him and his wife and his family, etc. There doesn't seem to be a bad word the mainstream media can say about him now, unless they're talking about Prince Harry, who one could argue is, well, we won't go there. But anyway, now we suddenly see all these attacks in the last couple of years on Mohammed Al-Fayed, who is dead anyway. Okay, all these claims of sexual assault. Now, I'm not saying these things didn't exist, but the media have only been given them oxygen in the last couple of years. And in the past, I wasn't aware of him being criticised in the mainstream media. There was a show with impressionist Rory Bremner in the UK. What Mohammed Al-Fayed did for a while, because he sort of spoke in broken English, he had his own speaker. I think he was called Michael Cole. I think he might have passed away recently. And he would speak for Mohammed Al-Fayed. So Muhammad Al-Fayed would stand there and he would speak for him. And Rory Bremner did this great sort of takeoff of this with the guy doing this. I believe the name's Michael Cole. I might be wrong. But yeah, it was bizarre what was happening. But yeah, I just find it. I always smell a rat when positions start changing in the media. You know, what's going on behind the scenes? Let's try and work this one out for ourselves. Okay, and let's jump over to dailymail.com. Ah, the baby-faced schoolboy who became £20 million international drug smuggling mastermind as he and his glamorous gangster's mole face years in jail. Now, this is obviously different to the couple I reported on yesterday who were involved in some drug operation and they were spared jail because they had a young baby. It says these two, this couple, are now 23 and 25 years old. They face long jail terms after they were convicted this week of importing 307 kilos of heroin, cocaine and ketamine. So there you go, that is the top story. And then we've got Starmer's crisis summit after Bank of England growth alert. Prime Minister gathers cabinet to take stock amid stagflation warnings with fears Labour will have to hike taxes again or cut spending. So that seems to be all I can see up here, apart from Kanye West launches into another unhinged anti-Semitic rant as he begs President Trump to free Diddy, claims rapper's incarceration is racist and doubles down on claims slavery is a choice. Well, isn't it interesting he's going to come out with controversial statements after parading his wife or girlfriend, whatever she is, round naked at a recent awards ceremony to the distaste of many, including myself. Okay, let's have a look at what's going on in the Independent News. So this is RT.com. We'll start with them. Something about Ukraine. I don't like to get stories about Ukraine, as I said yesterday from here, because you know that they're going to be one-sided. Why Trump's assault on US aid could change US foreign policy forever. That's the second top story. It's an analysis piece. So if you want to have a look at that, that is over at RT.com. We've got Trump has a devious plan for Gaza. That's the fifth top headline today. That's an opinion piece. Let's go over to rents.com. See what's going on over there. Scroll down to the breaking headline, well, the headline news. Trump to impose sanctions on International Criminal Court under instructions from Israel. That is the top article. It takes you to a website, scmp.com. I've not heard of. The plan to destroy the US is in motion. That takes you to vtforeignpolicy.com. I believe my friend Mark Dankoff writes articles for them. Let's move over to halturnerradioshow.com. 13,706 employees at USAID laid off is a headline he's reporting. And then USA instructs Ukraine... USA instructs UK to take over Ukraine Defense Group Military Committee. Trump orders halt to every single media contract. Well, why would they have media contracts? Let's open that. Is that something to do with allowing people in the White House and the Pentagon? USAID was funding over 6,200 journalists across 707 media outlets and 279 media NGOs, which includes 90% of the reportage out of Ukraine. That is a line from that article. And the list includes Politico, BBC and Bloomberg. Okay, let's go over to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Else's website. See what's going on over there. Scroll down. Having a look here. Book of the day: letters from a farmer in Pennsylvania to the inhabitants of the British colonies. In a series of 12 letters widely published in late 1767 and early 1768, John Dickinson counsels leaders on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean on the economic folly and unconstitutionality of new British revenue laws that ignore the rights of Englishmen living in the American colonies. So that looks interesting. You can check that out. That is the book of the day at earthnewspaper.com. Let's move on to censor.news, Mike Adams' website. The hand-picked breaking news headlines at the top. No wonder Canadian universities are so hard-left, super woke. That takes us to a post on X.com that someone has made. Trump to force Zelensky to agree on ceasefire by Easter, according to alleged leaked peace plan. That takes you to Zero Hedge. And let's finish off with the Before It's News top 10. So just waiting for that to load up for us. Shorter show today because there was less news covered. So I'm just going down to number 10. And this is the Before It's News top 10 as at 10:15 London time, AM, this Friday, February the 7th, 2025. Number 10 went up 7 hours ago, 109 people viewing. WTPN situation update. Trump and Elon just nuked the deep state. CIA about to get a Trump makeover. And then we've got number 9. Went up 9 hours ago, 117 people viewing. Colonel Douglas McGregor delivers a chilling message in exclusive broadcast. Number 8 went up 8 hours ago, 118 people viewing. Juan O'Savin, Gitmo begins. What's next? Military tribunals taking place. Number 7 went up 8 hours ago, 150 people viewing. Michelle Obama goes to Gitmo. Worse than your worst nightmare, 2025. Yeah, maybe that's what Trump and Barack Obama were having a good old chat and giggle about when they were sat together at President Carter's funeral. Number 6 went up 3 hours ago, 158 people viewing. Kim Gogwon, full situation update, Israel, Middle East. Number 5 went up 7 hours ago, 181 people viewing. New Dr. Jim Willey, USAID, World Economic Forum, CCP, tariff, stupid people. Number 4 went up 2 hours ago, 201 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted, FBI documents confirm Michelle Obama, a biological man. Number 3 went up 9 hours ago, 225 people viewing. Michael Jaco, urgent emergency, JFK Jr. still alive. The hidden secrets. I thought they were going to roll him out when Trump got back in. They seem to be delaying that one, don't they? Maybe they're waiting for all the JFK papers to be released. Number 2 went up 9 hours ago, 242 people viewing. New X-22 report, Trump drops the next bomb and he prepares gut the deep state. And number 1 went up 10 hours ago, 363 people viewing. And we know Trump's military alliance carries out mass arrests, US aid booms. Okay, I want to thank all of you for joining me this Friday, February 7th, 2025, for a show entitled Let's Scare Jessica to Death. I hope you enjoy the film if you choose to watch it. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and until then, folks, have a wonderful day. And bye for now.